And one man who caught everything that was thrown his way, Hunter Henry, Patriots tight end. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Hunter Henry, how you feeling on a Victory Monday?
Feeling good.
What was the locker room like yesterday? We heard that it was pretty loud, noisy in there from all the reporters that were outside. How was the scene in the locker room after you guys finally get your second win?
Yeah, it was great. Obviously, I mean, that's how a locker room should be after a victory. It would be weird if it wasn't, so it was great.
How do you celebrate National Tight Ends Day? Do you go back and look at old film of Rob Gronkowski and Mike Ditka, or how does that go?
Of course, you always got to look back at the greats, man. Those guys have paved the way for all of us, man. And you also love to watch all the tight ends around the league, man. It's just there's so many good tight ends that are playing at a high level, and so I just have so much respect for everybody playing across the league.
Do you have a favorite guy to watch when you're not playing another tight end on another team?
I think George is a guy, obviously, that plays the game at a high level and just, continues to produce year after year. But what I love about him is just how great of a teammate you can tell he is and just how much he just cares, how hard he plays the game at. So I have so much respect for him. But there's so many. Evan Ingram's a guy that I actually grew up with, and I've always enjoyed watching him. His skill level is just so high, and he's a fun guy to watch.
We were just discussing the receivers before you got on the air here, Hunter. There were a lot of drops in the game yesterday from the receiver group. Bourne promised he'd do better after the performance. Kayshon Boutte had a couple of drops and then had a big final drive. What does that say about the receiver room and I guess Boutte in particular to overcome that on that final drive?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, that's obviously a tough position to be in when you have some drops. I mean, I've been there before, but you got to overcome. I think it just shows a lot of mental toughness because it can be hard and it can compound and you can start thinking about it a little bit, but those guys stepped up when Boutte stepped up when it mattered most. And that's all you can ask for. And that's what we needed in that moment to come out with a big win.
What's the response on the sideline when you guys find out Drake May is down and Jacoby Brissett is coming in?
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of move on and keep going to the next thing. And, Jacoby's played a lot of football, and you just keep continue to go out there and continue to compete.
What did you think of Brissett when he got in there?
He was great. Thought he handled the situation great. It's obviously a tough position for anybody that just been sitting over there and to come in and have to respond and continue to play, but felt like he did a great job.
And it seems like finally some continuity with the offensive line. The first time there wasn't a new starting group up front. But the last couple of weeks, it seems like maybe playing their best football. I know you're a part of that as well, but it seems like those guys have really figured it out.
These guys are continuing to get better, man. They work really hard at what they do. Obviously, a lot of youth there. And like you said, obviously a lot of just guys moving around to different positions and having to do different things and stepping up to the bell. You got to give a lot of credit to them on how they're continuing to get better, continuing to try to improve every single week, and I think they're doing that.
What did yesterday's win say about your team? We spent a lot of time, we asked you last Monday, we spent a lot of time during the week. Nationally, there was a lot of conversation. Mayo calling you guys out for being a soft team. You respond with that victory. I know Bill Belichick weighed in during the week. I don't know if you have a message to him or anyone who referred to the team as soft. What did it say about you guys to get that win?
I think we're a tough team, man, mentally tough and physically tough. But I think you got to look at the mentally tough part of it right now, too. I think that's huge. I mean, anytime the way the season's gone, just it can compound on you and just be super hard, obviously. Like, we're competing at the highest level. We're all high-level competitors, and we hate to lose. We love to win. So it can be hard, but to continue to persevere, continue to work hard, feel like we've just continued to get better over the last few weeks. It just hasn't produced in wins, and so it's good to finally get a win.
Did you happen to see Jerod Mayo and Alex Van Pelt's touchdown celebration handshake?
I did not.
You didn't? Oh,
yeah.
Man, they had like a
now
whole...
you're probably better off.
They had a whole choreographed thing after May's...
After Drake May's run, they had
touchdown,
a whole little
yeah.
thing. The TV caught him. Yeah, it was quite a little celebration. Yeah.
Good. Well, shoot, it's always good to bring juice to the sidelines. I feel like making plays and scoring touchdowns always brings juice to the sideline.
All right, real quick, I got the three Halloween-related questions for you. First one would be, what is your favorite Halloween candy?
Ooh, man. Probably Reese's.
Okay, good one. Do you have a favorite costume that you wore, whether it was as a kid or maybe even at like an adult party?
That's a good one. I remember growing up, I never got to be anything scary. This is like silly or anything. My parents didn't want me to ever be anything like, I don't know. They just wanted me to be like a good costume, I guess. And one year I got to be Scream.
Nice.
And I felt like that was so cool. I was like 8 or I was like 10 maybe or something.
Nice.
Like,
yeah.
And I thought it was so cool or something to be like a scary costume. So that's something that comes to mind.
That's funny because that was Mike Onwenu's favorite costume
also
too.
Got to be
the
Scream,
same thing,
yeah.
Got to be the ghost face. And then I don't know if you're a horror movie guy at all, but do you have a favorite horror movie of all time?
Absolutely not. I will not watch horror movies. I don't want to sit there and be scared. I hate them.
Fair enough. Is that maybe that's because your parents didn't want you to be anything spooky as a kid? Maybe you're still freaked out by horror movies to this day.
I don't know. I just always. I think I had a bad experience when I was young. I think I did watch one and I got freaked out. I just don't want to do it.
I got you.
It's not for me.
All right.
How about that? See, we're sitting around watching movies, eating potato chips. You're the professional athlete, so you're on to something.
You made better choices than you did.
Yeah, no, for real. You really did. Yeah. Well, Hunter Henry, congrats on the win. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
Hunter Henry, as all our guests on the Patriots Monday, joining us
here. Put him down
for
Reese's.
On WEEI. Yeah. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Yeah, Reese's is a...
I now envision all of the Patriots showing up to a costume party all as Ghostface.
Onwenu, Hunter Henry, each guy showing up.
At least there's like 7 different masks to choose from.
Yeah, there's same one coming through there. It is a whodunit, though. Anybody can be under that mask.
Now, let me tell
you. Voice changer's the same.
Let me tell you, we're going to do, should I spoil our tiers for tomorrow?
Yeah, no, we mentioned it, I think, last week.
Did we? Okay, we're gonna tier off candy.
Candies.
I mean, Reese's is, it's a bit of a boring answer, but,
no,
it's,
but sometimes
it's the right answer.
The obvious answer is the right answer.
I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
It is very true. And so we'll get that a lot. Although we didn't get that from Van Pelt, a candy corn guy.
Yeah.
And on when he liked
gummy bears.
Yeah. So that's the first time we've got
we got a few different answers, which I respect.
Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yeah.
I know Gonzo's a little squirrely about being asked about food.
He might next question that.
But I'm curious to hear what his answer is when it comes to his favorite Halloween candy.
Yeah.
He'll join us later on a Patriots Monday. Patriots 25-22 winners over the New York Jets. How you feeling about the win? Do you not know how to feel about the win? Drake May gets knocked out. Patriots hurt their draft position. So was it a costly win for the Patriots? We can get to that with your phone calls next.